You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
And we're off to the races. Gobble, 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 gobble. Guys, it's a Thanksgiving show. It's a very special one at that. As you know, each week I try to bring guests that are, you know, worthy. I mean, not everybody's worthy. Everybody's a book, waiting to be read, be open. And I'm super excited to be a storyteller by also bringing people that have great stories. My next guest is a fantastic jiu-jitsu fighter. He's an actor, a comedian, or not comedian, model, Mr. Jacob the Bull Brown.
What's up? Thank you for having me here, Jim.
Jacob?
What's up, dude?
I know you're gonna come out and be here in studio. But LA traffic is one of those things that's pretty tricky, right? To get in and out of traffic here, especially during Thanksgiving
Eve, right? Traffic is not for me, I'll tell you that.
You know what? You're talking to someone that drove limos. I don't know if you knew this, but I have another podcast, and I was once upon a time was a limo driver for 20-plus years. Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. And I have a lot of stories, a lot of confessions, and whatnot, you know, but I'll tell you, the roads were different back in the day. Nowadays, it's a gridlock. Anywhere you go, you're stuck in traffic for hours on end, and it doesn't seem to end, right? There's always like some kind of a car accident and whatnot. But let's talk a little bit about you, my man, because you and I, we have friends in common. I know Sanjini Bhakta is a good friend of mine, and you happen to know her as well. And, you know, she told me that she might put you in a film, in one of her movies, because we were talking about it just the other day, and, you know, she brought you up, and I said, he's going to be on my show. This gentleman is very young, and you've been telling us about jiu-jitsu. I mean, like, holy shit, you've been doing it for how long now? 16 years?
Yeah, 16 years. I started when I was 6, and it's been competing nonstop. You know, it's been grinding it out.
Holy moly. And what's that like? Like, How did you get into this sport early on, like in diapers, 16 years? how did it all start?
Yeah, so it all started with, of course, bullying was the reason why I started jiu-jitsu. I got bullied when I was 6 years old. It was like at a birthday party, and I just got cornered up by these two kids, and I didn't know what to do. So I went to my parents, and I complained, and I told them I want to find a way to defend myself because I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, okay. So my mom took me to her sister, which is, you know, my aunt. And she's actually a police officer. So she took me to jiu-jitsu and to try out a class. And after that, you know, I just absolutely fell in love. I love the way the sport is. Yes, you know, I like grappling. It was very, like, you know, easy to get along with. And, you know, I kind of just had a passion for it over time. So I kind of just fell in love the minute I started it. You know, it just kind of like felt natural for me.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, like it's so true. Like, you know, now thank God for the anti-bullying laws that are in place and policies. But it used to be that we all got bullied. I got bullied. I'm 6'4 and a half. I got bullied when I was a kid. You know, believe it or not, I got bullied by a group of kids all the time for a few years. And the teachers would turn a blind eye on the whole situation. You know, they'd hear about it. Mm-hmm. They'd hear you out and say, okay, we'll take care of it. But they never did. And, yeah, it's a tough situation when you're in school. It's hard. You're not going to tell your parents about it because you're a guy. Yeah. And you feel like, you know what, I can handle my own, you know, but it's very important that, you know, you get into a sport like this to protect yourself. It's not to go out there and fight off a bunch of people, right? You're not going to go Bruce Lee on anybody, but it's good to protect yourself. And, you know, at the very least, people will know and say, hey, don't mess with that guy because he's won over 130 medals.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
Yeah, lots of medals.
Tell us about that. Yeah. How did this start? Like, dude, 130 medals. Holy moly, bro. That's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I did my first competition. Mm-hmm. I would say, it's been so long, but I know the first competition I did, I got second place, which I was pretty proud of myself for my first ever comp. And I was just like so confident. I went in there super happy. I was even happy even after I lost. I never cried. I was I was such a tough kid, tough hearted. Yeah. And then, I kind of just fell in love with the tournament scene. After the first one, there was very positive. My coaches are very positive about it, to tell me to keep going, to come back to training and move on to the next competition. And, my parents are very supportive as well. So that kind of just gave me the motivation to be like, hey, this is really fun. I like where I'm at. I like, the sport I'm in. So just went back to training, I just kept on going because it was really fun for me at the time. And I couldn't see myself basically not doing it again. So I just competed the next time again and I won.
And that adrenaline rush, right? I mean, it's got to be some adrenaline rush. I mean, you're active in the sport and you're doing this and you're grappling with people and you're taking them down. And that win, that first win means a lot to you. And then you just chase it down. You're like, I can't hardly wait to get back on there, back on the mat. And it's got to do something to your psyche, right? It just gets you all riled up.
I was like working out like every single day, like Monday through Friday. I mean, I still do it till today, as a kid, I was doing everything I can. I was into boxing, Muay Thai, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, judo. Like I was doing all of it, it's just staying in the best condition possible to, try to win most of my tournaments. So. Yeah, man, I was at it.
And you have a good support system. You have good parents that obviously they take you. I don't know about now. I think you drive yourself, but it used to be that they were taking you to a lot of these contests and a lot of these tournaments, right?
Yeah.
Folks. And it's very important to have supportive parents. So, hats off to your parents. I mean, that's really cool. And So tell us, but you also do modeling and acting, right?
Yes.
So how did you fall into that with our good friend?
Modeling about a year or 2 years ago. And, that's when I just been staying consistent in that, once I started with Layla.
Layla. Yeah, she's a good friend.
And now I've been new to acting. And so I did already one short film. I did two, but the second one is still being worked on, which is going to be dropping. In the future. But the first one is already done. So, there's still, that'll be announced soon when it'll come out. It's not an exact date yet. But yeah, it was fun working on the short film. So I'm definitely, happy to work for more in the future. And And I'm working on a new film now. So yeah, a lot of things going on in the film world as well.
Wow. You're constantly doing a little of everything. Yeah, and a shout out to Layla. She's awesome. We had her on the show. I interviewed her a month ago. She's fantastic. She's been trying to corral me to go to her shows, And she's been telling me, come on, you got to go, Jim. And, I haven't been able to. A lot of the times it's on Wednesday nights when I have my show here. So I'm not able to make it out, but soon enough we'll be for sure rubbing elbows, and then perhaps I'll even see you there modeling some of the clothes. Tell us some of the clothing, like you do like streetwear, huh? Is that like part of the kind of clothes you like wearing, or is it the new style, right?
At the fashion show, they got all types of clothing, all different styles. I definitely like streetwear the most. It is like my style.
Right.
That's how I come from the East Coast of New York. I love the fashion in New York. It's amazing. Yeah. The fashion there is great as well. I love Cali. I love New York, both sides. In fashion world, it's awesome. I love absolutely modeling, walking. The whole thing is amazing.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I mean it's an amazing show being there.
Yeah, it really is, truly is. What do you think about the styles? Like, are the '90s coming back? Because I see like a lot of baggy clothes Very 90s
Yeah,
like.
I see it. I think the 90s are here. I think it's definitely like it's back in rotation, I think people
Yeah.
are just making it more popular again.
Right.
I'm all for it though, I like the style. Like I like variety, so unless you throw in different types of styles, so definitely
Yeah.
I'm more into grunge. Like I like the grunge
You
style.
like the grunge? Is that like the
Yeah.
you're talking about like Alice in Chains and all those bands from the 90s kind of
Yeah, the
style?
90s
Yeah,
bands.
I like
Yeah.
that, man. I grew up, I was in school, in high school in the 90s, and Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains
Yeah,
was,
me
Alice in Chains was
too.
like my favorite band back in the 90s.
Very
And yeah, that's
nice.
so
You have
cool.
good taste
Yeah.
in
So have you ever picked up an instrument or not yet?
Look,
Come
I play.
on. Look, I knew you had an instrument there.
Got a
Ah,
guitar here.
can you play it a little or what? What's the deal?
I played a little bit. I'm still learning a little bit. It's
Okay.
only been like a few, like maybe like 2 months, so I'm still trying to get better. But I'm working on it though.
Dude, what are you
So
not, what
try
do you not
something.
know how to do? Like, it's crazy. Where do you find the time? You're jiu-jitsu by, you're grappling, you're freaking guitar playing, you're an actor, you're a model. Wow. If you didn't,
I like to keep myself busy, Like if I'm not doing
apparently,
one thing, I'm definitely doing something.
apparently, man, apparently.
Yeah.
So, and do you, did you go to college or like right out of high school or?
I graduated from high school, yes. I didn't go to college because of my career. It
Right.
takes up a lot of time, so it's a, I got to do a lot of traveling and just a lot of tournaments. So, but that's
Yeah,
because that's the main
that's
focus
your
of my career. So
career.
yeah,
That's basically your
yeah.
career's cut out. Yeah, you don't need to do any more searching, like a lot of people are searching for
Yeah.
what they want to do. You already have your work cut out and you know what you're going to do. And now what's your day
Exactly.
consist of? What do you wake up? Do you juice or are you drinking like green juice or what do you eat in the
Yeah, I do.
morning? What's your morning
Yeah,
routine?
so like basically every day when I wake up, I'll have a green shake. Like a green shake. It could be like full of so I'll put carrots, beets, re regular greens, kind of like the usual stuff. Throw in a banana, and that'll be like my morning coffee. Like that's how it is for
Wow.
me, and that's how I get energy for the day. And then I come back, have my breakfast, and then I'll go for a little workout session in the morning, like around 10. In the morning, and then kind of just rest off for a little bit, and then that's when I'll take some time, maybe play the guitar for a little bit, and then I'll go to my night class at training as well, and then usually that'll be the day.
Wow. How long do you train for in the daytime? Like when you work out, is that a 2 hour deal or?
Sorry, each class is an hour, but I'm usually doing more than one class, so like it totals up to about like 2 to 3 hours if I'm doing 3 classes a day.
Have some stamina. I wish I had a half of what you have. That's insane. So
Yeah.
and obviously you're drug free. You drink only water, right? And
Yeah,
you
only
stay away
water.
from like sugar and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I try not to eat too much sugar. If I'm gonna have any sugar, it's more like natural sugars,
Right.
like any fruits, something like that, but not big into candy, chocolate, none of that. Gotta stay fit, to keep working out.
Okay, so speaking of food and whatnot, the holidays are upon us. So Thanksgiving, what's it like at the Brown family? Who cooks the turkey? Is it dad, mom, or let me guess? You try cooking the turkey because you do everything else.
Well, yeah, I was just gonna say that. That's what, yeah. So I actually help cook the turkey with my mom because I like cooking with her. She's actually one of the best cooks in the family, I would say.
Yes,
She has
sir.
amazing Hispanic food. We're Puerto Rican and Cuban, so we absolutely love all types of Hispanic food.
Boricua.
I just love every style of food, So yeah, and I love trying to learn every new meal that she cooks. I want to help that because I want to learn how to cook more like her because she has the best
What is the
cooking.
platter? What is the layout look like? What's the spread look like? Are you saying is there like arroz con habichuelas? Is that what you guys have? Or for
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, or is it a kind of a hodgepodge of just the variety of American food and Puerto Rican food and Cuban food?
It's usually a variety, yes. It's Puerto Rican Cuban mixed with the American food. But yeah, majority it's kind of like the usual you were saying. But yeah, we like to mix it up a lot.
Love it. And do you have salsa playing in the background at all, or do you?
Salsa, of course. We got the salsa and chips. They're always on the table. It's the first thing there.
Nice.
Yeah, I got the tuna salads.
Wow, dude, I'm going over your house. You know what we're doing tomorrow night? I'm telling my wife we're gonna skip this place. We're going straight up to I can't say where. We're going up to your place. Jacob, you are very motivated. So you're a self-starter. You motivate yourself, or is there affirmations? What do you use at home, or like, do you have a vision board? Tell us, how do you keep yourself motivated?
Honestly, I don't have like a vision board that like I don't wake up to or nothing like that. But it mainly all has to do within my head. Like, so, you know, it's I keep myself motivated. Like, I know what I have to do in my life, you know, to be successful. So it's like every day I wake up, I already know what my routine's gonna be like. I know what I gotta get done, you know. So it's not something I'm just gonna forget about, because I've been living this lifestyle and career for like 16 years. I'm not gonna just wake up and be like, oh man, I'm just going to give up everything
I'm
doing.
I'm going to blow it today. I'm not doing it. But are there days when we all have those days where you don't want to do it, you know? So what gets you going? Like on the day that you don't want to do it, you know, like, do I have to? You don't think, you just do, right?
Yeah, it's the thing. I just do. Like, I try to ignore that factor. Like I had my times where I wake up and be like, oh man, I really feel like I shouldn't, like, I can't go. But yeah. I go with it, you know? I'm like, I'm going to say I talk to myself, right? So I'll be you know, if I feel like I can't go, I'm just gonna wake up and go. I'm just gonna push through it. I like to push myself through the hard struggles, you know.
Yes sir.
So I just really like kind of push through like a man.
sounds insane and very regimented, but I love this, and I love your vibe, and you know, you have a lot of great energy that can inspire others, which is why I'm glad I had you on the show tonight, because you're most definitely going to inspire a lot of people, including myself.
It
goes without saying, you know, it's life is tough sometimes, and it could be a rough. There's mornings where do you consider yourself a morning person?
I got like, it's funny because I used to be more of a night type of guy.
Yeah.
But ever since I've been taking my career a lot more serious, like years ago, I just got used to the morning, waking up in the mornings, working out. And that's why I started having more green drinks every morning, because it keeps me going for the day. That's my energy, it's my coffee.
Yeah. I don't know. I love coffee. I can't give it up, you know, but I tried tea, I tried green juice, and tried all the other stuff. And then somehow it wasn't doing it for me personally, but I'm glad that, you know, whatever you're doing, stick by it, because it's working out just fine for you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And what parts of the world have you traveled to? Because you travel a lot, extensively, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've traveled to Portugal, to Spain, and in Barcelona. And that's the only ones I can remember right now, but those were a really fun trip.
And what are some of the memorable fights you've had over there that you could tell me? Oh man, dude, I had one of my favorite ones was in Barcelona.
I went to. It's funny because I went to Barcelona, but when I went there to make the weights, I actually was over my 1 ounce, so I got DQ'd.
Yikes!
Yeah. And it was crazy because it was in a division where usually I don't really do anymore, because I was fighting in 129, I think it was, or 120. It was in the like 120 division, right? And I was like around green belt, I think. I know I was a juvenile, and so I was like, oh man, it was hard making the weight. So now I try to stick around 145. That's like my walk around weight. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That's cool. And what other parts have you traveled to?
Zurich is really nice too.
Yeah, did you like it? What's your favorite place that you've traveled to?
I don't even remember. I was following my parents, you know. I just go where they go, like just enjoying the scenery. But if I would say overall, like I like Portugal the most. Spain was really nice. I want to go to England. I want to visit that place one day.
Yeah, England would be great, huh? That'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
sure. You know, how do you mentally prepare for these fights, these tournaments? Like what's the thinking process, you know, when you go into these things? I'm just curious.
So usually I like to have like prep talks with my parents, you know. They kind of just help me like stick it through. Kind of just like, you know, reaffirmation, stuff like that. And, you know, obviously I trust in my training as well. So I go to train, I work on my skills, you know, I talk to my coach and he helps me a lot with that, you know, so when I go to the tournament, I'm like prepared, you know, as far as when it comes to like grappling. But when it comes like, you know, when I'm mentally thinking about it, I really try not to stress about it too much. Like I've already became like confident in, you know, going to tournaments and mentally being prepared about, you know, pretty much everything that's gonna happen. So mentally I'm strong, so I'm already good there. But like physically I'm always getting ready for the next fight.
That's beautiful. Do you like meditate? Do you any kind of meditation or anything or prayer before you go into a
I
fight?
pray, yes. Yes,
Pray to
I do
God,
pray
huh? Good.
before I fight, yeah.
And what are some of the challenges you think you've faced over the years?
As far as like fights
Yeah, fights
and
go.
tournaments,
Yeah.
I faced like man, it's a good one. I mean, you know, I had some rough opponents. You know, I had some really tough fights over the years. I would love to, you know, have some rematches with some of the people I used to fight back in the day, because those are really good opponents. I think like they're really nice, you know, fair fights. I would love to, you know, have another match with them at black belt, because that's kind of where like everybody meets each other again. It's usually a black belt,
Yeah.
and you know, if we're in the same weight division, I would love another rematch. I don't want to say any names, but yeah, you know, I'm getting
Let's
my black
burn
belt
them. Let's
soon, but yeah.
burn them.
Yeah, I respect all fighters.
Wow. And do you like other sports? Like, you talked about boxing. Did you watch do you like Canelo at all, or do you like this last fight? What do you think about the Tyson versus Jake Paul?
Jake Paul, yeah, I saw the fight. I don't know. I kind of expected Paul Jake Paul to win. I was like voting for Mike Tyson. I was like, oh man, I hope Tyson wins, but I kind of felt like Jake Paul was gonna win. I didn't know how he was gonna win, but I'm glad he didn't knock Mike Tyson out, because that's what I didn't want to happen.
That would have, honest to God, I think he went pretty, like, honestly, he didn't go all out. He didn't give it his all. I thought, like, he went easy on Tyson. There was so many times where, yeah, he could have really bowed out in a nasty way, Tyson anyway. And I'm
Yeah, I
glad he
saw
didn't,
some like open opportunities with Tessa. Had
yeah,
that punch, he could have like
missed
could have got that
opportunities,
knock
but I
closed.
think it was somehow, I wouldn't go necessarily as to say as far as saying that it was rigged, but it definitely looked like there was a lot of dancing going on, and it was more like an exhibition fight, if anything, right?
I can see that. Kind of like felt like there's too many opportunities to feel like it was a lot of like time
You're
wasted
like,
or something
oh, they
like
could have hit him
that.
right there. Oh, he could have knocked him down. They could have
But
laid him out.
yeah, like me and my family was watching and we was all like screaming at the top of my lungs, like, oh, you got him right there. He's like,
The amount of chaos, dude, or surrounding this, like money, people betting, online betting, and this whole, I mean, it just makes so much money. It's insane, these fights, So, what do you think? Who do you want Jake to fight next?
Oh man, that's a good one. I mean that depends, because Jake is he's been fighting a lot of the retired, you know, boxers. So I mean, who else is retired out of the game that who he would
Cesar
call out?
Chavez, you should fight Cesar Chavez in the old days. I don't know.
That would
I
be
mean,
interesting.
I mean,
Interesting.
it,
I
yeah.
guess we'll just have to see.
Or he should fight someone that's more relevant, someone that's younger, right? That's more kind of at his level, I would say, age-wise, and I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I think a lot of this stuff is just mainly, like I said, it's a money grab. It's easy to make
Yeah,
money, you
it's
know?
like it's entertainment, you know, for the people. You
Yeah.
know, I see it, you know, it's a business. It's business, right?
Business, bro. It's a big business. Yes, it is indeed. And speaking of business, do you think do you like MMA at all? Are you into MMA? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into MMA. I haven't watched any UFC fights recently, or like I haven't been too on top of it. Like I haven't been watching TV really in general, so I don't really keep
Yeah.
up with a lot of the fights.
I wouldn't think
But
you
like
even own a TV, dude. You're so busy playing guitar. Who's your favorite guitarist?
sorry, can you say that again?
What is your who's your favorite guitarist? Who do you like? Guitarist.
Oh man, that's a good one. I'll say Slash.
You like Slash, huh? Guns N'
Yeah.
Roses?
Guns N' Roses is
Yeah.
good.
He was in was go ahead.
I would say like as far as like maybe bands as well, like I like a lot of grunge bands, like you know, Deftones, you know, it's a classic.
They just played, didn't they? Recently played. They just recently played.
Deftones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There's a resurgence of all that, dude. There's Korn. They're all playing, man. These days, and these days, there's so many. You
I
know,
kept up. I just listened to the music.
They're playing like I think they're doing their own shows these days with like festivals of sorts. You know how they do festivals?
Oh,
in different,
yeah.
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 What you're saying.
Yeah. So
what, yeah, I want to go to one. That would be dope.
Wouldn't it? The Korn is cool. They're like a local. Well, not local, but they're up in Fresno or, you know, out that way.
Yeah, I listen to Korn as well.
Yeah, Korn's good, man.
They all open... those types of music. Yeah.
Yeah, would you like rap?
It's awesome.
Do you like Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick is cool. Yeah, I do. Like, I have some R&B on my playlist. You know, I like R&B, I like grunge, metal. You know, I'm pretty mixed all around when it comes to music.
Let's say you.
All of my older brothers put me on, like, when I was young. I'm the youngest of my family, so I kind of grew up with some of that music.
Sure. I grew up with so many types of music, dude. So when do you like salsa music, like Puerto Rico, like Puerto Rican music, salsa? You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my mom
salsa.
Plays it all the time in the house. She's big on it. Dude, you know, so I'm always hearing it.
I
used to take like a dance class for salsa.
I love it. Like Mark Anthony in the olden days, he had good salsa.
Yeah.
Good salsa music. I really enjoy
it. You got to know how to dance a salsa when a girl asks you to do a dance.
Yeah, you're not going to stomp on toes, right? You're like, sure, you have two left feet. Like,
exactly.
Dang. Do you dance? Do you dance? Do you dance? Like, I mean, have you learned how to dance salsa?
I don't have like, I'm not like a professional dancer or nothing, but I can like move, you know, I got movements. I can dance a little bit.
You're a jiu-jitsu fighter, dude.
Like a few dance classes here and there.
You're a jiu-jitsu fighter. You can do anything, bro. You can do like a backflip.
Well, I did do gymnastics for a little bit. So there, yeah.
You see, I knew it. I freaking knew it.
Yeah.
That's so rad, man. And what other, what other sports? You like football? You like basketball? What other things you do? Do you play basketball?
As far as sports goes, I did like, you know, other, they were mainly like hobbies to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was never really good at like really basketball or at football. Those were mainly like school activities when I was in school.
Yeah.
But I like skateboarding, but that's more of a hobby thing too. So for sports wise, it would only be like combat. Like I find myself combat being, you know, what I'm best at when it comes to sports.
I skated too, man. I was a skater for years. I owned a Santa Cruz board in the 90s.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was all into skating. Right. Oh, my God. I live for that shit, dude. I mean,
skateboarding's
oh, my God, dude. Half pipes, Tony Hawk, Mike McGill, Lance Mountain. Oh, dude, the Stevie Caballero. So many skaters. Vision Gator. You ever get a chance, watch, if you like skateboarding, watch The Fall of Gator, dude. It's a crazy documentary, but it's cool. I don't know that. I mean, I know that nowadays young people watch documentaries because I only spend my life watching documentaries, honestly. And I watch a lot of sci-fi stuff too. But documentaries is great.
Yeah,
go ahead. Tell me.
I would watch a lot of documentaries with my father when I was like in my younger days. Like
yeah.
I was like a kid, he would have me watch documentaries with him. It was pretty fun. It was more like documentaries about the animals and you know
sure.
The alligators and stuff, kind of. And they explain what the animals and how wild the wildlife is.
But it's great because it teaches you so much about animals, you know, and their kingdom. You know, It's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn there, and it's good. Sounds like you're well-rounded, and you must have been a good student, right? A good student in school, because that's part of as to why you're able to pursue jiu-jitsu full-time.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. In school, I was like
straight A,
one of the most loved students. Yeah, all the teachers loved me.
Revered.
I had a dope mohawk.
You did?
Everybody thought it was super cool.
You rocked the mohawk? Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, back in like middle school, I would rock a purple mohawk, and everybody thought I was like the coolest kid in the school.
That's so funny. Did you do that just to share, like, just to look to be stand out and stuff, or was you into punk also? Did you like punk rock?
No, I actually wasn't listening to any type of rock back at that age. It was more like I had it to. It was more like for jiu-jitsu, like a combat intimidation factor.
Sure.
So I had a mohawk until like how old was I? Maybe 12 years old. And that's when I stopped wearing the mohawk. At 13, I had new hairstyle.
That's cool, man. Your hair looks really, really cool. You remind me of a young Mario Lopez. who was also a wrestler, was also a wrestler growing up, you know? You know that he, Martin Lopez was an actor. Yeah, he's still an actor, but I'm saying, like, he acted in a show, Saved by the Bell, and he looked, so he played a character, Slater, and he was a wrestler in the show as well, but he did wrestle most of his life. And I think he fights, if I'm not mistaken, he does jiu-jitsu, or I think he does. Yeah,
he does jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude. And his kids are doing it as well, like, somewhere out here in Glendale somewhere. They're really, or Burbank, really involved.
I think they're in Gracie, I believe, right?
Right, somewhere right. Like that. Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic, dude. And who are the people you grew up looking up to besides your parents, your dad, of course, you know? Our pops are always the people we look up to. Who are some of you in the sports world?
I get this question asked frequently. It's funny because I kind of put it as in when it comes to looking up to anyone, I kind of like to look up to myself, if that makes sense. Like, I'm pretty inspired by myself about everything that I did, you know.
Self-assurance, you're pretty sure of yourself. Yeah,
it's yeah, good. like I Nothing respect other that. People's work, like, you know, like, I'm like, if I see another person that also made like great success movements, you know, whatever they did in their life to become successful, I respect them with everything, you know. But you know, I like to focus on myself, and you know, all the work that I did, I like to look back and reflect and be like, wow, I did all this, you know, and I can only achieve even more than what I did. So, you know, just work even harder every day.
I'm floored. I am mesmerized. Show us some of your medals, man. Why don't you show us some of your medals? Show the viewership.
I got them all right here.
Show us some of them. You got 100 and something. Dude, show them off.
World medals here.
Beautiful.
I'm flex them like dollar bills.
Yeah, look at that. Wow, Jacob.
These are... Yeah, let me put the camera in different angles.
Please show off your stuff, man. You worked hard for every single one of them. Holy mother of God.
Gold. This is the PC, so don't mind, but this is all gold.
Unbelievable, dude. That is so rad. Yeah, you should be looking up to yourself. I'm looking up to you. Shoot, that's like, wow. That's quieter than... You've amassed the wealth of a trove of them, and that's... And that's all due to hard work, and hard work does pay off, and you're living proof of that. That you know you work hard at it, and then you go at it, and you've obviously it's paid dividends for you. So when is your next fight or how do we are you gonna have one out here in LA sometime or?
I actually have my next fight. I have it on my phone right here. I'll tell you right now.
Cool.
My next fight's on December 7th. It's going to be the finals, Jiu-Jitsu World League in San Diego.
In SD, San Diego. I love San
Diego. Yes, sir. The finals.
Wow, dude. Are you pumped?
Well, yeah, of course. I feel confident. I'm always confident in my wins. So I'm training hard for that right now. So, yeah, very excited.
Jesus Christ. You know, I have a confession to make, all right, full disclosure. I tried to do judo, and, you know, after I got my ass handed to me, like the first few times, the guy goes, hey, you're lucky, you get to practice with me, you know, and this is like the sensei or whatever, and then he drops me really hard on the floor, right, and I was like 16 or 17. And oh my God, I couldn't recover that quickly. And I said, I don't know if I can come back to this. After that, I had a bad back. You know, I was going to school. I was like, what happened? You're not going to admit to that. You know, I hurt myself bad, but clearly that wasn't my career. You know,
I hope you killed that like way faster.
Yeah, no, you know what? I learned. I came back though. That's the thing. I'm like the comeback kid. I'm going to go back and keep going at it until I learn. So, yeah, you know, I got to the brown belt. I mean, it wasn't like, nice. You know, but it helped me a lot. Huh?
That's awesome. You said your brown belt?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it was like, you know, looking back in retrospect, I think I could have done a lot better. But like you, you know, I did a lot of different things in terms of like guitar playing, you know, acting. You know, I went to so many acting classes growing up and tried to get into theater, did a little theater here and there, community theater. And that sort of thing. So that was kind of my life. And then got into, you know, educating kids. But, who's like, do you have a memorable teacher you remember from school that just stood out that gave you some great advice?
I have a very memorable jiu-jitsu coach that I had back in the East Coast. It's with the team, Sensei Paul. Shout out to Sensei Paul. He's very memorable in my jiu-jitsu career. And so many other coaches. I have so many memories when it comes to jiu-jitsu. That gym is also called Carnesella BJJ. Shout out to them. Great academy. And yeah, that is probably my most memorable. And Team Fiona as well. Shout out Fiona. So yeah, got some people.
Wow, look at you. Yeah, man, your parents must be super proud of you. And then New York, how long have you lived out here in Cali?
I think it's been about 11 years.
11 years here. Would you say do you miss the East Coast at all? You
I
don't miss
love
the
the East
snow,
Coast,
right?
but
You don't
I would
miss
rather stay in Cali.
Thank you. I know my buddy's supposed to be watching this. And I told him, I knew he'd say hell no. He doesn't want to go out so cold. Some frostbite over there and
It's
shit.
very freezing over there. I'm not used to the snow anymore.
It's insane. New York is insane. I love in New York. All New Yorkers out there, I love you guys. Good luck. Just kidding. We love the sun out here. I mean, we've been out here. I was born and
Some good
raised in
delivery.
LA, but I'll tell you, like, I've been to places where it snows. I stick my nose out the freaking window. There's no freaking way. And but I love New York. There's so many cool places in New York that I love visiting. When I was younger, and the Statue of Liberty, yeah, it was cool. But I remember the subways. I actually like the subway system in New York, because
Yeah,
it's. It,
subways, of course.
yeah, everybody rides the subway. So 1 year, this is the true story. We were we went for a to a Yankee game in New York, and we were in the subway, and somebody started talking, and we began to talk, and they're like, "Oh, you guys are not from New York." And we're, "Oh, no, we're from LA." "Oh, yeah," because one of my buddies is also wearing like a Laker, I don't know what, a Laker jersey or whatever it was that he was wearing, a hat or something. So immediately they found us out. I'm like, "You idiot, we." We're not from New York, but on the subway, it's like every class comes together so beautifully in the system, in the
Oh yeah,
subway
I agree
system.
for sure.
Everybody,
I
every
love
class
the
system.
trains because I like the people on there. I like the cool dancers. They You wake up in the morning and get the train dancers. It's
Yeah, you got
such
people
fun
like,
people.
dude, they got skills, man, and then they
They
stand
do,
up.
they do. You gotta respect them.
Bro, like, dude, street artists don't get enough credit for sure. We got some cool ones here. We used to have the naked cowboy in the olden days, some dude walking around like in a thong, whatever it was. Now he's in New York. He's in New York. It's a true story.
Wow.
He's like out in New York, and they did a whole documentary about different people in Hollywood, like the Superman. I remember the Superman guy. He passed away. Unfortunately, this would be a guy that was he looked just a lot like I think he looked a lot more like Christopher Reeve, if I'm not mistaken, from the 80s, that passed on himself. But he passed on, and a lot of the characters on Hollywood Boulevard, dude, it's a trip, I mean, up
Oh,
and
yeah.
down, right? But
Yeah, New York, I would always visit, just to see it again once in a while.
yeah.
It's always memorable. Heck
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you guys ever go back? Like I like to have a white Christmas, and I haven't had one ever, like other than through TV, vicariously watching somebody else in the movie and stuff, and watching the,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, we go back to New York, here and there,
Yeah.
just to give it a visit again. We got some family over there we'd like to see. So, yeah, it's always nice to see it
That's so cool. Have you ever traveled to Puerto Rico or Cuba?
again. Puerto Rico, yes. Puerto
Boricua.
Rico is
Love it.
it was a good experience.
Yeah.
I like it over there.
It's
It's
a
very
rich,
nice.
Puerto Rico means rich port. It's rich port, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
the food is, it's phenomenal, and the music, the
Oh, food is
vibe.
fantastic.
Everybody's super cool out there. I have a lot of friends that
Yeah,
are from Puerto Rico, so shout out to
if
my
there
Puerto
was one
Rican
thing I had to
friends.
bring back from Puerto Rico, it'd be the food. I would love more food from Puerto
Arroz con habichuelas. That's all I remember, dude. Eating a lot of that. And then I remember the beans. And it's got a lot of garlic. A lot of garlic. Yeah. And then they run them, they strain them, and they almost, I think they blend them. It's fantastic, dude. It's
Ooh,
pureed. It's pureed. The
eating
beans are
good over
black
there,
beans. Yummy. So I'm anyway, man. We're down to the wire, dude. I hate to say this, but you know we don't know where time went. You know, I had such a phenomenal time talking to you. So the next couple of minutes, I just want to close this out. And in closing, is there anything else you want to add? Once again, when is that tournament? And how do we can we just buy tickets for this, or how does that work?
Honestly, you just gotta show up. You know, like people who go to the tournament, all you gotta do is show up, okay. And you can pay there. And the tournament's gonna be the date is December 7th, and it's gonna be in San Diego.
Yeah, SD.
And it's also $20 to get in. Just FYI for people who do want to go.
Very
and,
cool.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. You know, so I'm gonna go there and win, gonna do my thing, train hard as much as I can to go get that gold medal.
Yes,
and, we're gonna be. I also want to thank you for having me here, to talk, and I really appreciate you for having me be here,
dude. It's so been nothing but an honor to have you on. And the other thing is, we'll be hanging out soon because I'm gonna head over to Layla's show, her fashion show. So we'll be
all
linking
right, man,
up.
That's awesome. Thank you. I look forward to that.
And I look forward to meeting your dad too, man. He seems really cool. Shout out to your pops and your mom. Such a talented, wonderful son all the way around. They ought to be very, very proud of you. And man, hats off to everything you're doing. Keep at it 150%. Never stop. Never look back. Keep moving forward. Keep gaining those, making those rounds. And you're going places, man. And you're already doing it. And I'm very, very happy to see you go up, man. There's only way to go, and that's up. That's
you,
it.
Jim,
oh, you know what?
Sure.
By the way, what are your social media handles for those for all the viewership that's watching?
Everybody who's watching, you can follow me on my social media. My Instagram is Jacob the Bull Brown, and that's really the only one you should follow. Instagram Jacob the Bull Brown.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. Follow this kid, man. This guy is going places, and I'm so happy to have him an Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza. It's been such an honor. Unfortunately, we got to go. Until next time, it's been great.
Later,
thank
guys.
You. See
thank
you later,
you.
Jacob. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.